I'm here with John Garland now. We're going to take a look back at last week's games in JCK Division 2. We're going to start off with Braddon versus Maloo. You went for Braddon. Tell us a bit about the game, please, John.
Close game, this. Maloo did very well. Braddon got off to a flying start. In the end, they were lucky. It was 3-3 with 3 minutes to go, and Braddon just sneaked it.
You also went for Foxdale to do Douglas and District. They're 10th and 11th in the league, both after the points, and Foxdale got it. What happened in that game, John?
Foxdale just edged this one. With District letting in 21 goals this season, I thought they might just pip this one, Foxdale. Young Jamie Curran and Daniel here for District, and Foxdale, if they haven't ever got the names for the Foxdale goal scorers, you can always say the Kane, because 9 of them are called Kane. So we'll say the Fox, the Silver Fox, got 3.
Cracking game in the next one. Ronald's Way beat Police 7-4. Now, you went for Police because Ronald's Way had been beaten 16-1 the week before, but they've turned it a bit around. 7-4 winners.
Unbelievable. I was talking to Marty, the captain of Ronald's Way, and he said they're getting good at kickoffs. They've had enough practice in the last 2 weeks. He even said they'd win this one. Police are struggling. Obviously, they've got some people on night duties, and Ronald's Way had the full team out and beat them 7-4. Great result for Ronald's Way.
Next up, you went for Paul Rose to beat Onken, and he drew 2-2. Not the most exciting of games. What do you know?
Onken were cruising this, 2-0 up. Mark Wormsley and Burnie, and then Paul Rose got their act together, got 2 quick goals in the second half, and could have snatched it at the end, according to Paul Henry.
Old Boys versus Morale next. Oh, you went for Old Boys. They did it 2-1. What's the story behind that one?
Yeah, that moves them up to third and keeps them in contention there. Morale, they were banking on June Killer being their top goal scorer this year. He just signed from Peel, but he's got his first goal this week, but unfortunately it's a 2-1 win for Ramsey.
Okay, and game of the week again has got to be St John's versus Colby. St John's have got a plus 62 goal difference now, 24 points, the 5 ahead of Union Mills. Is anyone going to catch them? I mean, they've got 41 goals more than anyone else in the league this season. Is anyone going to catch them?
No, St John's have won this league. Glover again, 4 goals upstairs. Stephen, unbelievable. He'll get the silver boot in that division. And his brother Andy Glover got one this week. I don't know whether he was in goal this week, but he bagged another one. Well done.